So you know it had to be decently cold. I mean, not like cold, like, oh, it's going to stick to my tongue, but like,
ew.
Well, no, not like I'm going to lick the poop.
Don't lick the dog poop. What's wrong with you?
I don't like where this is going.
You're the one who's talking about licking dog poop.
I don't like where this is going at all.
This is not a John Waters movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure if nothing else, this episode will get Big Fatty's
attention.
Well, Big Fatty,
his
what do you
gag reflex?
What do you think? Well, there you go. It's Big Fatty's taint tickle of approval for this show. And you know, I don't know what else to do with that except for him to slap his mic and for the love of God, play the outro.
I'm trying to, but I'm like convulsing over here.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't like where this is going at all.
Yes! Well, oh, Big Fatty, you don't have the micro hoist. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3533. Oh, BFO44, right? The 20th of August, 2021, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Well, Big Fatty, you've already fucked it up good. Stuffers, Big Fatty, hi everyone, I hope you have all right, is going well. Y'all, you stuff us today because y'all, y'all, 9 months prior to today is around Spanksgiving, and y'all, let me just tell you, by looking here at the mocking calendar, y'all, there's a lot of fucking, there's a lot of stuffing going on, and it ain't all the turkey. Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I see y'all this weekend. We have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, you're not kidding about stuffing. It's true. Y'all, the first two are today. Y'all, the first one, y'all, I've not met him, but we almost crossed paths 1 year at the Pride 48 in New Orleans. Y'all, we're doing the Sudoku together every morning, y'all. I'm and y'all, he did that hypocrisy little show, but I don't think it ever took off. Well, he's going to do it anyway, y'all. Of course, I'm talking about Phoenix Dave. Oh, Big Fatty, he lives in Red Stack. It's true. And y'all, then one of the nicest people that you will ever meet. Seen him many times at Pride 48. One of the most generous people around. Also, y'all, also one of the co-stars of, but first, y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Moose P. Big Fatty, they don't get any better than Moose P. It's true. And y'all, then, on Saturday, y'all, you hear her voice on a regular basis here, even though she's months behind on the little show, and that's fine, y'all. Y'all, she has more CVS receipts than Dones has pills. Big Fatty, only you and the old gal and Moose will get that one. It's true. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Princess Hunter. Big Fatty, we love Princess Hunter. And y'all, you know, she's got a speed limit birthday, and you know, the end of the world is here. Princess Hunter, relish it. Big Fatty, like pickle relish, yes. And then y'all, on Sunday, y'all, he used to do the It's All About Meh. It's All About Meh, a little show. Y'all, of course, I am talking about the one and only Mark with a Q. Big Fatty, we love Mark with a Q. Y'all, I saw him on the TV machine. one day here in Charleston. And y'all, our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he is up there in the New York City. New York City, he makes the salsa. And y'all, he is indeed on the Twitter. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Lamont Cranston. Being ready, we love Lamont Cranston. So y'all, if you see Phoenix Dave, Moose P, Princess Hannah, Mark, or Lamont Cranston on the 20 of the space, big fatty, just wish him a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Music is just lovely. It's true. Since I talked to you yesterday, y'all, young Jonathan stopped by. Y'all, you know, Big Fatty had the summer cold. Y'all, I think I gave it to him. Big Fatty, was it a rectal injection? No, there was no inappropriate touching at all. But young Jonathan has got the cough and the congestion and all of that. So y'all, he's not sure if he's gonna make it to fall right at Fatty's or not. But and y'all got a message from young Nicholas. Young Nicholas, y'all, evidently he was exposed to the COVID by being nearby somebody, so he was having the rapid test on Thursday, y'all. And since I had come in contact with young Nicholas, y'all, I went to the Sam's Club, and y'all, I just bought the rapid test because I couldn't get an appointment for one. And y'all, it was two tests, and it was $20, and it's worth the peace of mind. And so y'all, I did the well, I'll tell you that when I get to it. But y'all, I spent what did I do? I spent hump day night watching the TV machine, watched some of the sports ball, and watched the Big Brother. And y'all had a little bit of trouble falling asleep. I think I went to sleep a little bit too early, and I had a little nip a nap on Wednesday afternoon. So y'all, we're gonna try to remedy that Thursday evening. I'm sure I won't be going to bed too early. But anyway, y'all, once I went to sleep, slept like a baby, got up, had McCaffrey, did the Sudoku. Y'all, it was quite simple today. I don't know what it is about those number two level puzzles, but they get me from time to time. One moment, please. Y'all, that is the the Lemon Zinga hot tea. Big Fatty, you should have some crumpets with that and some clotted cream. Maybe Alan in the up could send you that. Oh, no. I have lots of connections in the UCK. You know, the number one fans of the BFO for 2020. Big Fatty, I don't even remember their names. We hadn't heard from them in forever. You know, it's the fake orgasm and the British invasion. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. I'm sure they'll get involved in the Tummy Tingles contest with Miss Bacon. Because, you know, that's what number one fans do. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, after I had my brufkas and all, y'all, I went over to the Sam's Club, got the rapid test, came home, self-administered it. Y'all, it was really quite simple. It did report negative for Big Fatty, so I'm happy with that. After that, y'all, I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, did not do the big circle because, y'all, it was hot. It was humid. It was already already the feels like temperature was already into the 90s, and y'all evidently we're having some thunder boom of some of those popcorn showers popping up, and y'all anyway came home and got my shower and all, and y'all then this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Oh, baby, ready? Oh, yes, squeaky gentleman caller. Yes, we hadn't heard from you in forever. I know, yes. It was just like, yeah, okay. It's my new most regular gentleman caller, and it's the one that's in his early 30s. I saw him on the dating apps, and I said, I'm going to be having a company, through next Wednesday. Would you like to come by? He goes, yes. So y'all, he came over, and y'all, it was just lovely. I mean to tell you, it was just what the doctor ordered. And Big Fatty Dr. Stone ordered a gentleman caller. Well, if he didn't, he should have. And y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, after that, y'all, I'm getting ready to make my taco meat for the loaded nachos for later tonight, Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, I don't know if young Nicholas will be joining us, and I don't know if young Jonathan will be joining us, and Mr. Pickle is out of town, but y'all, the nip arrives Thursday evening, so he'll be here, that's for sure. And Granny will be here, and Durwood, and Ryan, and we'll see who else shows up. But anyway, we're having the loaded nachos and a garden salad. Y'all, but I need, y'all, I thought I had salsa. Big Betty Lamont Cranston could have sent you some. Well, you know, I didn't have time to get my order in with him. And plus, it's his celebration of exiting the birth canal. You know, sometimes you got to take a little break from the salsa factory. And anyway, so y'all, I hopped in Ruby Red. Y'all, I was afraid I was going to get in the middle of the high school traffic. But y'all, I beat it, and y'all, I just ran to the Walmart. It was just the closest thing, and you know, I know that old Crooked Hat needs some more another bonus to pay for all that shit he bought for his torture room. Anyway, I got some salsa, and y'all, I got some of the Rotel. And, y'all, I got some more lysine. Y'all, do you ever have, like, you bite the inside of your mouth or whatever, or y'all, take lysine, lysene. Y'all, it's an over-the-counter thing, but I'm going to tell you, if you take a couple of lysine before you go to bed, you wake up the next morning, the inside of your mouth is healed. Healed, I say, as if it were evangelist. It's a mouth evangelist. Be ready, a mouth evangelist. y'all came back, and I got some cream horns also, because you know they were there, and you know, y'all, there are five of them in a package at the Walmart for $2.97, and you know, you gotta have a little sweetie when you're having company come by. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Betty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Big Fatty. Happy birthday to you. Hey, Big Fatty, happy birthday. This is Gary in Portland. Welcome to Medicare and Social Security. Hope you're having a good day. And tingle tummies or whatever that was for Kathy Bacon. Anyway, have a good day. Talk to you later. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Gary from out there at the Rainbow Vista in the Oregon. And Gary, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Plus, Miss Bacon, there's your second entry into the Tummy Tingles contest. And I guess he was tingling my tummy, B. Ready? And anyway, but Gary, it's just not my celebration of exiting the birth canal if I don't have a Gary Bearden rendition of the Happy Birthday. And now, Big Fatty, go pay the royalties.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty, you're the battler. Am I gonna die? Quite possibly. Today is my first day at the new office. Yep, no more commuting to the other side of town. New building is 3.1 kilometers from home. So I got the bus there this morning and now I'm walking home. Oh my gosh, the hills. Oh, I think I really need to buy an e-scooter. But I don't know, if I didn't live on the surface of the sun.
Trademark Vera Charles.
Trademark Vera Charles. I can't imagine in summer, it's going to be hell. It's the middle of winter now and I'm sweating, gasping for air. That's because I'm fat. Oh, anyway, I don't know. It's going to be about a 40-45 minute walk to or from the office. So, I don't know. See what happens. Okay, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Scotty.
Woodhaven.
Oh, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. The little Ollie Z Battler, always lovely to hear from you. And Scotty, if that's about a 45-minute walk, that's about, from what I can figure out, that's probably going to be about 2.5 to 3 miles for you. And you know, that's good. That's good nipple walking. You know, Big Fatty walks between 4 and 4.5 miles on his nipple walk each day. So, you can just catch up and compete with Big Fatty on the nipple walk and on the Apple clock. So, Scotty, thank you so much for the call, and, glad to hear you got a new job too. And, Dick, I see. And Scotty, you mentioned something about an e-scooter. What you might want to do is wait until Apple comes out with one, then you can buy it and bitch about it. But I don't know. We'll see. Y'all, I heard, speaking of Apple, y'all, the new BFO Yellow Computra was supposed to be delivered on Wednesday. Got a notification Wednesday morning. It was going to be delivered on Thursday. And on Thursday afternoon, I got a notification it'll be coming on the 25th. Be ready. So, y'all, I think it's stuck over there in China, Mexico. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there at Tastes Like Burning. And, Tim, what'd you think?
I don't like where this is going at all.
Oh, well, most people don't like the way that the BFO is going. Happy weekend, though.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.